This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this is Jared Hull. My grandmother, Billy Brim, right now, she is in Israel, and so I am in her place for the second week of doing radio with a special gift, a wonderful a gift to the body of Christ, international revivalist Josh Radford. And what a special, we just been speaking together, Josh, we've just been speaking about the filling, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the power, the helper who helps us get accomplished in a powerful way, the things of the Father. And you spoke yesterday about Holy Ghost people, and the Lord showed you some things, and you were wanting to, there are a few other things and characteristics of Holy Ghost people, how the Father said, we are the beloved, we are a Holy Ghost people.
Yes, we are Holy Ghost people. That's who we are. And, you know, it's such an honor to be here today on the broadcast. Thank you, Jared, for having me. Thank you, Sister Billy, for letting me sit in here on your broadcast. It is a wonderful privilege to be here, and what a wonderful honor to speak on the subject of the Holy Ghost. He is so precious. He's my best friend. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And, you know, the Lord spoke to me and told me that we were Holy Ghost people, and that there are traits of Holy Ghost people. These are the things that Holy Ghost people stand for. These are the things that Holy Ghost people believe. And I want to cover a couple of them today, if we can, on the broadcast. And, you know, yesterday we talked about that the Holy Ghost was available to all ages. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. There's no young, old, doesn't matter who. He wants to use and pour out himself upon everybody. He's available to everyone. And we also covered the first step about being a soul winner. You know, the Holy Spirit gives you a passion for Jesus. Oh, whoa, that's wonderful. A passion for Jesus. And I want to cover a few others. You know, one of the great traits of Holy Ghost people, Holy Ghost people believe in healing and miracles. They live on healing and miracles. You know, somebody says, well, you always need a miracle. Thank God. I believe in miracles. I believe in the supernatural intervention of God into the course of nature. And that means something supernatural happens. I believe in healing. I believe that healing is ours through the atonement, through the cross of Christ. Jesus died and suffered and took stripes for our healing. Oh, it's wonderful.
I think of a tongue.
You've got a tongue. Go for it. Speak it out.
Thank you, Father. Oh, head a night. Head a moment. Head a kikabash. Habashatara his hermonikine.
It is your time for everything that God has promised. Sit under this glory and receive from me today, and don't be ashamed of what you've got. Do it.
Su man, su sitai. Some makabar bostumaritad.
It is not too big for you. I am a big God. I am huge, massive, more than I can see or even think or imagine. I want to consume everything that you have and make you a blessing to many.
God died. Oh, maratasa satamashum.
I take you from the place of drought to the place of watering. You will be filled with a mighty river and a flood through your whole being.
Moody Mooma Sashtudumon.
It is that time now. Awaken, awaken, and receive, hey. Receive.
Oh, thank you, Father, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Soon.
Soon. It shall be soon. It shall be soon. It shall be soon. My return is at hand. My return is at hand. Be ready and watching and waiting and looking up, dear children. Keep speaking it. Maranatha, Maranatha. Behold, I come quickly, and the church is getting ready now. Amen. Well, glory to God. What a powerful, powerful, powerful move of the Holy Ghost we're having in this radio studio, and the Spirit of God is moving on us as Holy Ghost people. Just receive what the Lord is saying. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. These are the last of the last days, people, and these are the times you need to draw close to God and draw close to the Holy Spirit. Let Him fill you, empower you, because that's what it's going to take. His power to reach the world. Amen. His power to reach the world.
Thank you, Father.
The Holy Spirit is doing something right there where you're at, in your living room, in your car, wherever you're listening to this program. Just take a moment. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you right now. Just lift up your hands and start to worship the Lord where you are. Lord, right now I pray for every person that is watching, that they receive the prophetic word of the Lord and they act upon what you have told them today, and they go forward in mighty victory, and they go forward in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. This is your day. This is God's day. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it, and move forward in the Holy Ghost power today.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, God. Just you guys receive that. You receive that. We receive that with holy hands lifted high. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. Thank His Spirit.
Well, we've only got a few moments left here on the broadcast today, and we just want you just to know that the Holy Spirit is available to all that will ask, all that will ask. And He wants to make you strong. He wants to make you strong.
Yeah.
He wants to make you strong in all that you do.
Yeah, He wants everything.
In Romans chapter 8, it talked about He wants to help you in your weakness.
Yes.
He doesn't want you weak. He doesn't want you feeble. He doesn't want you that way. But He wants you strong. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it said they stripped the Egyptians and they came out. They was not a feeble one among them. They came out strong and powerful. And I'm going to tell you, the rapture is coming. Jesus is coming, but we're not going to leave weak.
That's right.
We're not going to leave impoverished. We're not going to leave cursed and injured and, oh God, we can't wait to get out of here. No, we're going to leave in power.
That's right.
That's why the world is going to be in so much turmoil after we leave, because we're going to be in power and we're going to be holding things together.
Right.
And we're going to be the strong ones in the communities and the cities and the villages. And when we get out of here, it's going to be disaster. Time.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that the Lord is raising up His church for such a time as this,
and is
raising up in Holy Ghost power. Glory to God.
That's right.
This is the hour to live in. This
is
the greatest day to be alive.
And
we just release the power of the Holy Spirit over these airways to your life and to your family today. This is your day. Glory to God. We want you to believe God for the miraculous. Believe God for the supernatural.
That's right.
Believe God for miracles. And that's, we just got a major Holy Ghost interruption into this program, but that's what God is saying. He is saying that we as Holy Ghost people are people who believe in healings and miracles. We believe in the miraculous. We believe in the power of faith. We believe in those things, and we're going to move forward in them. Don't sell yourself short. Believe what the Word of God says about you. You reign with Christ. You are sons and daughters of the King, and you're seated in heavenly places with Him. You're joint heirs with Christ. You're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. You are more than conquerors.
That's right.
And God has awesome things in store for His body. Believe it. Get up and wake up and do what God has called you to do in the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. And I'll just want to expound on the Holy Spirit reminding me of the scripture in Hebrews 5:7, the end of it. It says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart.
Mm.
Today, he is speaking this. Do not harden your heart and receive that. Receive that which has been spoken. Today, that means that God is the Father of today and he is speaking things to you. And do not harden and receive those things he says to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the Spirit and the power and those things you have us to do. That we receive them, that today we don't harden our hearts unto you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Why don't you just tell the Holy Spirit right now, you tell him that you receive everything that he's giving out to you. Just tell him that. Tell him, Lord, I receive everything you're giving,
everything he's giving
to me. Everything. To me. I'm not going to be a resistor.
I'm not
going to put up a wall, but I'm going to receive it. I'm going to have a soft heart, a supple heart, ready to receive.
Yes.
The seed that is being planted inside of me is going to be planted in good ground, and it's going to grow, and it's going to flourish, and these are going to be the days of revival.
These are
in my life.
Of revival in my life.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word. You know, I love you, and it's such an honor to be here again.
Thank you,
God,
Josh.
Bless you, and thank you for having me on this show.
We thank you, Lord, for, God is good. God is good. Bottom line, God is beyond good, beyond our knowledge. His goodness is only experienced. And the Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit, not of analytical or thinking. It's of experience. That's what we're talking about, the experience of the Holy Spirit and experiencing him daily. And thank you, Josh, for expounding this week and talking about that and being here with myself. Again, my grandmother, Billy Brim, is in Israel. She's leading a tour group there, having a good time. I just thank you guys for tuning in to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I know if you want to reach out to Josh, he has a great website with some media and video and as well podcasts and audio. If you want to direct him to that real quick.
Yeah, just go to revivallife.net. You can listen to anything that I have, videos and audio. And also go to Facebook/Josh Radford Official, and you can get in touch with you and touch with me, and we will respond to every message that's sent to us.
Guys, he'll respond, and we encourage you to check that all the Facebook and website out, especially if you just want to encourage us with your testimony and how the Lord and the experience of God has changed your life. If just in the past, your testimony, or even just recently through these radio broadcasts, you can always reach my grandmother. Our website is billybrim.org. Again, that's billybrim.org. You can call us at the offices and get in touch with us at 417-336-4877. We even have a bookstore in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and if you want to reach out to them and see what they have there for studying and books and Bibles and things of such, 1-800-972-3447. As again, just thank you for taking the time and listening to us on the Oasis, and thank you so much, guys, and being here and being led and receiving the things of the Father, and as my grandmother says, shalom, shalom.